A typhoon slammed into Japan over the weekend, the most powerful storm to hit the country in more than 60 years. It brought more than 3 feet of rain in 24 hours to some areas. I will say that again, 3 feet of rain in 24 hours. Levees broke, rivers poured over their banks, people have been rescued off their roofs by helicopter or rowed out by boat. More than 70 people have died, more are missing. Motoko Rich of the New York Times has been reporting from some of the hardest hit areas, including Fukushima Prefecture.
I was in a town called Koriyama, about 45 miles west of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. And there were many streets that were still impassable. People couldn't yet get into their homes. A lot of people have been completely displaced and had said that when they went to look, the water was still up to hip or even chest level and they could barely get in.
Stay with Fukushima for a second, because as you note, this is a place we all got very familiar with, tragically so, back in 2011 after the earthquake and tsunami and the whole nuclear meltdown. Was the nuclear plant itself hit? Was it damaged?
No, I don't think in that area there was. I didn't hear much about that being the problem. It was really mostly floodwaters, residential areas, industrial areas, but I don't think the plant itself was affected. And interestingly, like the real problem this time around was not so much storm surges, but rivers overflowing. Yeah. And Japan has lots and lots of rivers and quite a lot of homes built, you know, right close up to the rivers and in floodplains.
And your heart must just break for these people who had to rebuild everything just eight
Absolutely.
Years ago, and here they are again.
Yeah, I actually met with a gentleman who's a third generation owner of an auto body repair shop. And we walked into his shop yesterday. You know, the floor is completely covered with mud. Everything was overturned. Everything was obviously going to have to be replaced. And he told me that he had, in fact, just 2 years ago, paid back a loan of about $185,000 that he had to take out to repair all the damage that was done by the earthquake back in 2011. And so he was sort of saying, I don't know if I can do this again. And I think this might be an end for me.
You were also reporting from a city just northwest of Tokyo. I was reading some of your reporting from a nursing home and senior citizens trying to cope. Would you tell me some of what you saw, who you met?
Sure. We had been seeing footage and hearing on the news that there was this nursing home that had been isolated with about 200 patients in there. And firefighters were rowing out to the nursing home. And one by one, the patients were loaded onto these rubber dinghies and brought to a place where they could finally be disembarked on dry land, loaded up into wheelchairs. And there was one woman who my heart really went for her. The boat was sort of coming into the dry land, and the firefighter took her on his back and carried her onto shore. And then a volunteer was waiting with a wheelchair and loaded her onto the wheelchair. And she just gave this big beaming smile.
Yeah.
And she told me that she had been so scared the night before. And she said the only other time she remembered being this scared was during World War II. She's 87 years old.
Oh, wow. What happened here? In you said people had been under orders to evacuate. Japan
Yes.
prides itself on being really well prepared for this. It's not the
Yes.
first time that catastrophic weather has hit. Was this just a storm on a scale that you can't quite prepare for?
I think in a way, yes. I mean, I think we're going to learn in the coming days and weeks exactly what went wrong, whether there were some reservoirs that should have been lowered beforehand or mm-hmm. whether the levees were not strong enough. But most of the people I've talked to so far have talked about how, you know, in fact, the infrastructure is pretty good. But when you're dealing with increasing intensity of storms, climate change, you know, it takes more than good infrastructure that worked in the past to work with the climate that we're now dealing with today.
That's Motoko Rich, Tokyo Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Thanks very much for your reporting.
Thanks for having me.